Good afternoon. Spain recorded a drop in daily coronavirus deaths and a small increase in the number of new cases today as the government moves ahead with a gradual easing of the 8-week lockdown. The number of fatalities rose by 213 to 26,070 in the 24 hours to this morning's announcement, compared to 244 yesterday, according to Health Ministry data. Infections rose by 754. Parliament yesterday authorised the government to extend a state of emergency for 2 weeks through to May the 23rd. The Junta de Andalucía has asked Madrid to allow all eight of its provinces to enter phase one of the de-escalation plan on Monday, but for some areas to have additional restrictions. If all goes well, terraces on bars can open at 50% capacity, whilst people can meet family and friends in groups of up to 10. But three so-called health districts in Malaga and Granada could still see meeting friends, street markets and walks prohibited due to their higher incidence of COVID-19 cases. The full details of the de-escalation phase one are set to be released this weekend. The regional government has been careful to protect the Costa del Sol ahead of its proposed opening of beaches on May the 25th. Liberty Global has agreed to merge its Virgin Media cable company in the UK with the O2 mobile business owned by Spain's Telefonica to create a major new force in the British telecoms market. And a drug dealer has been arrested after faking the circumstances of her mother's death. The 41-year-old woman and her partner called emergency services yesterday, claiming the 63-year-old mother had become ill during a walk in Granada and needed urgent help. But when paramedics arrived, the woman, who was in a wheelchair in the street, was already dead. The medical team quickly realised that she had been dead for much longer than her daughter had claimed and called the police. They searched the home and found two rooms dedicated to marijuana production. The house in northern Granada had all the material and infrastructure necessary for large-scale cultivation, the police said in a statement. The body of the mother has been transferred to Granada for an autopsy, but police don't suspect foul play. The daughter and son-in-law were detained before being released on charges of a crime against public health and defrauding electricity. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.